I had a lot more time on my hands. I was working from home. The weather was picking up a lot, and I love being outside anyway. And I know I can walk quite a distance. So it was more just about like pushing my body that little bit more. And I'd say like downloading the app, initial first few weeks were probably the hardest. So like, I know that's kind of tough for people kind of pushing through those first few weeks. But like, that's actually the part that makes the most difference, because once you're kind of past that hurdle, it's actually so much easier then.
Yeah, so you mentioned you were used to walking in the past, and you've actually done the Camino out in Spain as well. So well up for a challenge anyhow.
Yeah, the Camino was amazing. So like, I did a stretch. My brother has been like 3 times and we just happened to join him on this particular one. So like, we usually walked an average of 30 kilometers a day. So I know I walk quite a distance, but it's a different holiday as well. Like, you're not just like, everything is just based on the walk. And then after that, it's more like just about sitting down and enjoying your meal, really. It's very basic holiday, but it's very, I don't know, very relaxing.
So you were used to walking, but then, you know, switching to running, it sounds like, you know, you just go a little bit faster, but it is a bit more complicated than that. And you mentioned an app there as well. You searched on Couch to 5K app. So just tell us, how does that work?
The Couch to 5K app is about gradually building your stamina. So the first few weeks, you would probably be like running a minute and then you'd stop and walk for 2 minutes. That's actually the hardest part, the first few weeks. Once you get into the 5 kilometers, you're kind of past that and you're ready for the next challenge. It's quite hard to begin with, because like I said in the article, I felt like really heavy in myself, you know, because like, it's different to walking. You're kind of pulling more of your body weight, and you also like want to do a little bit of research, like if you want to do a little bit of planning, because otherwise fail to prepare, you're kind of preparing to fail. So like, it's kind of like about dieting or anything. It's kind of like about changing your lifestyle choice as opposed to like just stopping eating. So I think running is kind of the same. You kind of need to incorporate it into your lifestyle choices to actually make it viable to like, to last the distance.
And I know you have great support there as well. You've already mentioned your brother who was helping to drive you on, and having the dogs there as well must be a great little bit of inspiration to go out with them as well. So having that inspiration and having that support behind you, that's important if you're going to take on a challenge like this too.
Exactly. So it's kind of about creating that community feeling, because obviously with restrictions, we kind of like lack that at the moment. I know what Parkrun is doing, like initiatives where you do like your virtual run. You can still feel like part of a community, but doing something like that with your family or with your pets, it's, you know, it kind of builds like a good bond as well, because you're kind of meeting up and you're kind of meeting your targets. And even my own partner like used to join me, but he never really had to go through the whole app business. He's different. Like, he was able to go out and like run. When I did my half marathon run, he was actually able to run 9 kilometers that day, which is actually pretty amazing. So, you know what I mean, to some people it doesn't seem that difficult. And I've been off cigarettes for a year, so it's kind of important to specify that like, anyone can start this and incorporate those differences into your lifestyle choices that you'd be actually pretty proud of.
And you reached the 5K milestone, really, and then you decide to go for a local half marathon in Kilkenny. Can you just tell us a little bit about that? There was a bit of a roadblock thrown your way there.
Yeah, so obviously I would have liked to have done the Wexford one, but you know, a lot of those ones were already kind of after being cancelled. RunIreland.com had listed marathons that were still taking entries, and that was grand. So that Kilkenny one would have been good, but like, I don't think it actually provides showers the same way as the Wexford one does. So like, you know what I mean, like, as someone who has never done it before, those kind of things are like, oh okay, so like, what am I supposed to do afterwards and all that, you know? And these are like just kind of like small things that you'd worry about. But me and my friend were like training, and so with the Couch to 21K app, it's different. It's like, you do 3 runs and then you do your long run, and one of the days you're kind of building up speed, so it has like the stop start intervals where it asks you to run faster, then you slow down and walk. You're like building your mileage that way. Another day you're stretching, and then another day you're doing your long run. So you're kind of learning how to build your stamina, but you're also learning how to build your speed. So you're kind of like getting all those different targets met in different days. So the Kilkenny one, unfortunately, it was going virtual, and I ended up cancelling because my friend did as well. But I still ended up doing the half marathon because, you know, it's still something I had been training for. So like, I wasn't just going to give up. You have the evidence there in front of you as well. it's not all about like meeting your targets online, like, you know what I mean? Like, if you had done the virtual, that was really the only difference, was like, if I had done the virtual run, my targets would have been up online or on some website, whereas for me, I did it on my own, and I know what my mileage was and what my speed was. So like, you know what I mean? It can be personal or it can be community. So it's really up to yourself.
Absolutely. And you're down in the sort of Ballywilliam, New Ross kind of area as well. And, you know, we're always talking about the sunny southeast and the beautiful countryside that we have down here as well. I know you were talking about loving a run on the beach there and places like St. Mullins and Tintern Abbey. Does having that kind of scenic route as well, does that appeal to you when you're out running, that you can actually just look around and just see the beautiful countryside around you? And that might take your mind off the challenge a little bit?
Oh yeah, when I actually ran from like Greignamana to Gore's Bridge, I saw like herrings, kingfishers. You're kind of distracted by like the scenery as you're actually running. And to be honest with you, I didn't need to go to Greignamana to do that run. It's just kind of like, I knew it was flat, which is what I wanted for my first run. There's St. Mullins as well, but St. Mullins can have a little bit of a gradual incline if you do the forest trail. Tintern Abbey would have been fine as well, like, for that, or the beach itself. But like, obviously now you have restrictions, so there's actually loads of places in my vicinity anyway. Like St. Mullins isn't far away, you've got White Mountain, you've got like Pell Mountie, you've got really beautiful places like right on your doorstep. So it's all about kind of appreciating what you actually have right there.
Sure. Now that you are stuck in this 5 kilometre radius since Christmas, really, has it been harder to actually get out and go for a run?
I usually do my runs now on a Wednesday morning, because like, I actually do like a 4-day working from home week. So no, it's not for me now. Like, it might be more challenging for other people, but I'm not doing like as long as a run now these days. Just say on Wednesday mornings I'll do like a 5K, but that's the one where I'm building speed as well. Because I'm only doing it once a week, I'm kind of making it a little bit more difficult for myself. Like, you know, I'm choosing to kind of do the one where I run faster at intervals, because like it's a little bit more difficult. But, you know, I had actually spoken to my friend's husband, who was a physio, when I was starting to like reach past the 10 kilometers. And I was just saying, like, you know, I've got like a little pain in my hip sometimes or something like that. And it's kind of important to remember that as well, because he was like, once you get into the 10 kilometer zone, the bad habits that you have in your lifestyle are actually going to like start affecting your run. You know, when I sit down and work, I actually like cross my legs, or I do things like that. So they're habits that like I needed to break to kind of make the run easier. So these are kind of like things that kind of people should be cautious of as well. And, you know, the fact that you're doing yoga actually helps build the strength in your body as well.
It's funny you mentioned that. I just actually uncrossed my legs there because you said that. I hadn't even noticed I was doing it. So these are things that you have to take in.
So you can imagine, like, you know, that's actually really bad. And like, I could sit there for hours, like, so, you know what I mean? Like, these are things that we kind of need to be like thinking of, especially when we're working from home. Mm-hmm. And even like when I sit down for a long period of time working or anything, I can get a lot of strain in my shoulder blades and stuff. So you kind of want to be getting rid of all those. You're making everything more difficult for yourself.
Absolutely. And listen, Anna, you've been brilliant with your time there, but just looking ahead now to the future, your local park run there is New Ross. You know, it could be a while before we're able to go out and have these kind of outdoor events once again. Hopefully with the summer coming and the cases starting to come down, it will come a bit quicker than we're hoping, but it would be absolutely amazing for, you know, people like yourself to just go out and meet other people who love running and to, you know, build up that community once again.
Oh yeah, of course. The thing about park run is like, it doesn't have to be any particular one, like, especially if we're able to go down to Cork, I mean, like, or go anywhere else, we can run there. Like, that's the great thing about parkrun, is that it's like run by volunteers, local initiatives, and they kind of get people to have tea and coffee afterwards. Like, they want you to like hang around and feel comfortable, and yeah, it sounds great. And when the weather's better, and well, obviously when restrictions lift, it'll be nice to actually like start socializing and actually meeting people and, you know, building your targets that way. And I'm sure that will actually kind of get you involved in a lot of other local fundraising runs and different runs as well. Like, that will open up a whole other branch of running.
Yeah, but you've shown now that you can reach the half marathon milestone. Do you see yourself ever going for
once in a blue moon?
Once in a blue moon. But do you ever see yourself going more than that, maybe taking on an actual marathon?
God, I don't know. It's a bit too soon for that. Like, as someone who didn't even like do any running last year, like, who's to say what's achievable and what's not? Like, yeah, definitely. But I won't say anything just in case. I don't want to like put these like targets on myself that I won't reach, just in case, you know.